This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It will challenge everything you thought you knew about this story. Yesterday, we showed you the terrifying extent to which Vladimir Putin's sinister tendrils have encircled the American body politic, crushing the very life from this republic. Russian agents are so intent on undermining our democracy, they have taken to promoting our own Bill of Rights back to us, the Second Amendment specifically. Now, we'll admit we're not exactly sure how that's bad, but Adam Schiff has assured us that it is. And because Schiff is a prominent member of Congress and often appears on cable news, we believe him. Now, tonight, we've learned that the foreign subversion goes even deeper than that. The Russian conspiracy is so subtle, so crafty, such a bewildering Slavic hall of mirrors, that the very people warning us about Russia are, in fact, key players in the Russian conspiracy. The leaders of the witch hunt are witches. Sound impossible? Listen to this. Last year, the Director of National Intelligence released the definitive report on Russian propaganda efforts in this country. The main focus of that report was the Russian cable channel RT America, which is funded and controlled by the Putin government. In the words of our intelligence community, RT engages in, and we're quoting now, anti-U.S. messaging likely aimed at undermining viewers' trust in U.S. democratic procedures. End quote. Our government considers RT so dangerous that the channel has been forced to register as a foreign agent. RT employees who fail to register could face prison time. No outlet in this country has ever been forced to do that. RT is a sinister place. Everybody says so. So who would go on a channel like that, one whose sole agenda is to discredit and destroy the American experiment? Well, none other than one Adam Bennett Schiff of Burbank, California. You know him as Congressman Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, the man leading the charge against Vladimir Putin's propaganda machine. And yet, Adam Schiff was part of that machine. Seriously. Here's an actual screenshot, just so you know we're not making this up. Though his office refused to confirm it tonight, we can assure you that that is indeed Adam Schiff, the one and only. In our appearance that our producers reviewed, Adam Schiff's appearance, Schiff seemed to promote conspiracy theories about the U.S. government, suggesting that the men and women who lay down their lives to keep us safe may be twisting information for their own purposes. Here's a quote. "We only see what the intelligence community wants us to see." Adam Schiff said that on Russian television. There must have been applause in the Kremlin when he did. But Schiff isn't alone. Congressman Jim Himes of Connecticut also appeared on Vladimir Putin's cable channel. In one appearance, Himes said this about our men in uniform and their civilian leaders. Quote, "The invasion of Iraq, I would argue, the great American foreign policy mistake of the century." Well, in the background, you could almost hear Vladimir Putin cackling with glee. So here you have two prominent members of Congress voluntarily appearing on a foreign propaganda outlet in order to undermine confidence in America's core institutions, as they might put it, doing the bidding of a hostile foreign power. Tokyo Rose went to prison for that. Now, we're not suggesting prison at this point. That's a decision a new special counsel and federal grand juries will have to make after an appropriately extensive and independent investigation into all of this. That could take years, not that justice has a timetable.
Now, does that give you any idea of how unhinged, you know, our politics has become? That we would align with a, especially in light of anything that is Russian. You know, like, what was it? Paul Ryan said, even if you had Russian dressing, you know, you got to fess up. I mean, this is insane. And now we've got legislative leaders appearing on RT, you know, spouting this kind of propaganda. And boy, I'll tell you, like you said, like Tucker Carlson said, Vladimir Putin just has to be chuckling and just going, "God, these knuckleheads." You know, like I said, we're just so open-minded, our brains are falling out. I mean, there's no restraint here. This is the problem when you become lawless and you just turn your back on the rule of law. It just gets out of control. Well, you know, stay tuned. The comedy continues, but it's real life. 15, make it 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody,
it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, as always. We love having you around, and we also love you engaging and getting involved in the conversation, because you just can't sit on the sidelines anymore. It is time, if we're going to get this country back on track, that all hands are on deck. That is required for a time such as this. Dr. John Lott joins us now, author of the book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. Let's see how this squares up. Chicago has some of the strictest gun restrictions, right, in the U.S., but Chicago's murder rate soars 72% in 2016. Shootings are up more than 88%. What? Yes, exactly. These are the real facts, Jack, as they say. And many other real evidence and statistics that anti-gun advocates have manipulated and repeatedly twisted to fit their agenda. Dr. Lott, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Great to talk to you again. Thanks.
Well, John, let's just update everybody, you know, based on your book, The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies, and the options.
That's not the title.
It isn't. That's
Guns Less Crying, and then
yes.
Another book, The War on Guns. I mean, not that it matters, but it's just, and the rest of the title is the subtitle for The War on Guns.
Right. Okay. This is what your publicist sent me, so I'm, you know, going with what they said.
Yeah.
So that's okay. I stand corrected. Let's make sure that people understand that, you are the resident expert on, on guns and on these statistics and what's going on. So update the people. Let's get them focused on, the big lies that are out there about guns and the Second Amendment.
Sure. Well,
okay.
I mean, there are lots of changes that are going on right now across the country. California just instituted new background checks on on purchasing ammunition. You're limited to 100 rounds at a time. The background checks apparently cost you about $70 or so. So before this, you could go and buy 100 rounds of ammunition, and it would cost you, if you're buying 22 caliber bullets, it would cost you maybe $12.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's going to cost you $12 plus the sales tax plus a $70 fee to go and do the background check on it. So it's like they're adding a 600% tax onto the cost of you buying 100 bullets.
Now, is that $70 a one-time per year event, or is that for each purchase?
Each time.
Each time, John? This is in California.
Right.
Wow. It's insane here. I mean, California's just totally become unhinged. I happen to be in the West Coast, you know, for the last couple of weeks here, John. And it's been crazy. I mean, the people are in an uproar about the gas tax. You know, I had not run into the ammunition problem. What about the people that are, you know, self-loading their ammo?
I don't think that that's covered. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no background check on just buying the, you know, the
all the supplies
the
and everything
powder that you'd be using in there. Yeah. But you know, it's so I guess people are self-loading. More people mm-hmm. do that maybe than did it before.
Exactly. Well, John, you know, so on one extreme, you have California. On the other hand, you've got these other states that are saying, look, we just want to honor the Second Amendment and, you know, allow people to carry without permits. How is that progressing?
Right. Well, we have 14 states that either allow people to carry without a permit in all or almost all their states.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, most of the changes have occurred in the last, most states have changed their rules in the last 6 years or so. You had, Alaska and Arizona, which had done it before, you know, a decade or so ago. And then you had Vermont has basically had it for their entire state history.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's been successful so far. There haven't been the types of problems that people have been worried about. I think there's a benefit from having permits in the sense that if somebody goes and does something wrong, it's useful to be able to say, look, we have so many permits in the state, and, you know, these people are incredibly law-abiding. It's not that they never commit a crime. But the only way you can really do that is you can count the permits. The problem is that a lot of states make it very costly to go and get permits. In Illinois, for example, you're talking about a cost of at least $450. Connecticut just was dramatically increasing the fees for getting a permit. If you exclude the training costs, you're talking about something like about $370 now. You add in training, you're going to be talking about something that's well over $500 to go and get a concealed carry permit. So, you know, you have other states like Pennsylvania on the other end of the spectrum where it costs $20 to go and get a concealed carry permit. That's the total cost mm-hmm. Of obtaining it. And you see huge changes in the number of people who get permits and the composition of people who go get permits. When you have it $450 or $500 in those states that I just mentioned, you know, it's the people who benefit the most from having the option to protect themselves, and that overwhelmingly tends to be poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas. They're priced out of the ability to go and protect themselves. You know, it's nice that wealthy white males in the suburbs go and get concealed carry permits, but they're not the ones who are most likely to be victims of violent crime. You know, so a state like Pennsylvania, you have a lot more permits. You have about 1.3 million people that have concealed carry permits in Pennsylvania. But you also have more poor people that have poor permits to be able to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. And just having permits, just to elaborate briefly, it allows me, as I said, to go and show how law-abiding these individuals are. And what you find is that permit holders are extremely law-abiding. They exactly. lose their permits for any reason at thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point for any firearms-related violation. Mm-hmm. And in fact, permit holders are even more law-abiding than police. Police are extremely law-abiding. They are convicted of misdemeanors and felonies at less than 1/30th the rate of the general population. Permit holders are convicted of those crimes at about 1/7th the rate of police. So police are 7 times more likely to be convicted than permit holders, and general citizens are 30 times more likely than police.
Wow. Once again, we're reminded laws matter, huh?
Right. Well, I mean, the problem is that, you know, when you have rules like banning guns in certain areas, it's the most law-abiding citizens who obey them, not the criminals. And to the extent that you disarm law-abiding citizens relative to criminals, you actually make it easier for the criminals to commit their crimes.
Exactly. Dr. John Lott is with us, author of the book of 9 books, including More Guns, Less Crime and The War on Guns. More from Dr. John Lott on the other side of the break. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I know a place where we can go to lay the troubles down, eating your soul. I know a place where mercy flows. Take the stains, make you.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Let's go down, down, down through the river.
Hey, just the way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. John Lott continues, author of 9 books, including More Guns, Less Crime. It's that kind of, you know, empirical evidence that drives the title of this book, More Guns, Less Crime, not the other way around. I know there's some progressives out there that have twisted facts and they're deceiving you, but it's hard to argue against the facts once you know what they are. That's why we appreciate Dr. John Lott being here to square up the facts. Also, his book, War on Guns, as well. I will mention that to you. Dr. Lott, before we get on to immigration and squaring up what the president had to say in the State of the Union and immigration policies in today's America, one final thing about the issue of guns, and that's this issue of, you know, going across state lines. You know, citizens are having a hard time. They have a concealed carry permit one state. They cross a state line. Suddenly they're in violation. And like that one woman in that was traveling through New Jersey, I guess the officer must have realized she had a concealed carry permit. He asks if she has a gun, and she says, yes, I have a gun on me. And she ends up in jail, what, for 4 or 6 weeks or something like that?
Right. No, it's even worse than that. I mean, he pulled her over. She was driving with her 2 kids, and she volunteered. She wasn't asked if she had a gun. She just volunteered that she was a concealed carry permit holder mm-hmm. and that she had a gun because mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania – that's what you're told to do when you get your concealed carry permit, that you're supposed to alert the officer that you have your permanent concealed handgun with you. Mm-hmm. And right, she was arrested and was taken and put in jail for several weeks there.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, those types of things happen in New York with some frequency, even people who are just traveling through the state run into problems, and you have some DAs there who take pleasure, even though they know in many cases with federal law people have certain protections for just traveling through an area, they take delight in hassling people and making bear large legal costs.
Exactly.
But, you know, we have a real problem. You know, just last year we had the attack on the congressman in Alexandria, Virginia, the Republican congressman who were practicing for the baseball game, who were attacked by the political nut that was there. And, you know, what happened in that case is that at least 5 of the congressmen had concealed carry permits. Some of the staff there had concealed carry permits. But what happened was is that even though they normally would carry in their own home state, they couldn't carry in Virginia. Virginia recognizes the permits from all 49 other states.
Mm-hmm.
But since they started off in the morning in D.C. and were going to be returning back to D.C. to go and work at the Capitol, D.C. forbid them from being able to go and carry their permanent concealed handguns with them. So since they were disarmed in D.C., they were disarmed in Virginia. And it was only fortunate that Steve Scalise was there, and as a member of the leadership, he had mm-hmm. his own security team that was there. Otherwise, it would have been a bloodbath.
Yeah, they were fish in a barrel. Wow.
Right. I talked to one of the staff members who had a concealed carry permit. He had actually undergone active shooter training, and he was like 30 feet away from the attacker there. He mm-hmm. feels in his own mind that he could have easily stopped the attack if he had had his gun with him, and he could have stopped it much sooner than it was stopped. The 2 security people who were there were actually in a fairly difficult, vulnerable position when the attack started, and it took them a while to be able to go and effectively respond to the attacker there.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's the point, that if they had had this reciprocity bill, then those congressmen could have carried their permanent concealed handguns with them mm-hmm. as they traveled to Virginia. Mm-hmm. but it's just an example of how regulations in one state will protect people from being able to go protect themselves and another, prevent them from protecting themselves. You know, I get emails from truck drivers and others all the time who say things like, look, I have a concealed carry permit. I carry valuable cargo. I'm worried about being stopped, or I have been had things stolen or been threatened in the past. But I have to travel through New York, or I have to travel through New Jersey or Illinois or some other, California or some other state.
Exactly.
And the fact that I have to travel through those places means that I'm disarmed over my entire trip.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, John, to be continued, again, we appreciate all the facts that you bring to bear on this issue. But I want to, in our remaining about 4 minutes that we have left here, talk about squaring up Trump's new plan for immigration. Break that down for the audience, if you would, please.
All right. Well, I can't really talk about the whole plan, but what I can talk about is some new research that I've done. I've had access to everybody who went into the Arizona state prison system from 1985 through June of last year. And unlike other data on this, it identifies the citizenship status of those who were incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
And what you find is that illegal aliens are committing crimes at very high rates compared to the rest of the population. They make up over 12% of the prison population, but, you know, 4.8% of the total population that's there. Younger illegal aliens make up about 8% of the prison population and about 2% of the overall Arizona population. Not only do they commit crimes or incarcerated for crimes at higher rates, but they're also commit more serious crimes. They commit murder, child molestation, rape at about three times the rate of the general population. They do drive-by shootings and armed robbery at about four times the rate of the general population. You know, kidnapping at about five times the rate of the general population. Smuggling, which I guess is not too surprising, at about 16 times the rate of the general population.
Oh.
And they're much more likely to be gang members. They're about 45% more likely to be gang members. And, you know, despite these numbers being extremely high, there's good reasons to believe that these actually underestimate how bad the problem is for several reasons. One is, these people, gang crimes, are more difficult to solve than other types of crimes. Also, to the extent that illegal aliens are committing crimes primarily or in large part against other illegal aliens, there's reason to believe those crimes aren't going to be reported as frequently to police as crimes against other groups. And there are other things they could bring up, too.
Yeah, these numbers are astounding. I mean, and of course, we don't, you know, we're not hearing about this, but it only stands to reason. See, this is all part of the associated problem. If you, you know, what do you care? You don't really have skin in the game here. You don't need to follow the laws because, you know, if you break a law, if it's bad enough, you just, you know, you run across the border, right?
Right. Well, that's one of the things two things that are interesting. One is, legal aliens are extremely law-abiding. You know, and the problem with a lot of the existing research is that they talk about immigrants. They don't talk about legal and illegal immigrants.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. And if you mix the two together, you really lose the fact that these illegal immigrant aliens are committing crimes at really high rates.
And it would make sense that they would, doesn't it? I mean, there isn't anything that suggests anything different. Now you have the empirical evidence. It's not like we're trying to force fit, you know, facts into, you know, a preconceived notion. I mean, let the facts bear the truth themselves. Dr. John Lott, without exception, the most prolific and influential writer on the topic of gun violence and gun control. He is the author of many books, especially More Guns, Less Crime, and The War on Guns. Thank you, Dr. Lott.
With a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma. It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the Americans. Always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You're going to drop us an email. Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, approximately 40% of millennials are now parents, and these parents take pride in introducing their children to the world around them through mealtime, family travel, and more. In fact, according to a recent Foresight Factory study, nearly 75% of millennial moms are self-proclaimed foodies who make a point of introducing young kids to different cuisines and flavors, believing that introduction to variety positively contributes to a child's sense of identity. Here with us right now to talk how parents can introduce their children to a world of flavor, celebrity chef, Food Network star Jeff Morrow showcases new recipes and helpful tips to introduce young kids to different cuisines and flavors. So listen up, Chef Jeff Morrow, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Wonderful to be here, Bill. Doing great.
Hey, great to have you along with us. Hey, look, we got some treats for the kids, and it's not just, the simple stuff. But it is kind of still simple, and it's healthy at the same time.
Exactly. I mean, you got to give your kids some credit these days, right? I mean, social media, with the millennial parents, embracing all the social media. We're in a culture where we, I think, literally take a picture of everything we eat throughout the course of the day, for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
We want it to look good. And not only does the more colorful food look better on Instagram, but it's also better for you, in the long run, and possibly more delicious. So, let's give our kids some credit and start them young and that palate from a young age, so they turn into, you know, adults with diverse palates.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand, Chef Jeff knows from whence he speaks. He's a dad himself. And, you know, it's just not about eating your corns and, you know, your carrots and peas anymore. It's a lot more exciting than that, right, Jeff?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, I think gone are the days of letting our kids get away with just, you know, chicken nuggets and cheap pizza and mac and cheese. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, but put some colorful stuff on the side. You know, saute him some green. Make him a nice salad. Now, listen, my son's 9. I'm not saying he's got this amazing palate at the age of 9, you know, but what we have done, and one of the greatest tips I can give you guys right now is start your kids cooking early, because the more they cook, the more they'll try. Guaranteed. You think if they add a pinch of salt to this soup, or they get to saute some carrots in a pan with a little butter around the, you know, the, you know, the allure of the stovetop, they're gonna not only try it, what the end product is, but they'll probably like it more because they had a hand in creating it. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's the idea. When you get the kids in the kitchen and they're part of the whole solution and the program. Now, tell us about this new online flavor exploration website you're working with.
So I partnered up with Juicy Juice, 100% Juice, and you can see all these recipes and tips at juicyjuice.com/flavorfulfun. But, you know, the tip I just gave plus many others, and just a way that I presented some great recipes using the juice, so you can get that vitamin C from the juice. You can, one of the recipes I'm calling the smoothie operator, it is the perfect breakfast, the perfectly balanced breakfast. You add some Greek yogurt in there for protein, feed their muscles. You got some kale or spinach in there for fiber and minerals. You got the juicy juice in there for vitamin C. You got fresh fruits in there for additional vitamins. I mean, it's the best way to, like, listen, I do it with my son. Sometimes we gotta rush, and you gotta give him a bowl of cereal and a banana on the way, but you got, I mean, if a couple of days a week, it's perfect, and there's very minimal cleanup and everything. So I got that and many more recipes for both savory and sweet and drinks and dinner.
Yeah, now I understand there's some fun activities. You got games for families and also a chance to win daily prizes through the month of February all the way on up through April, right?
Yep, go to the website and register. You can win something. How about that?
Hey, good fun. So we touched a little bit on the junior chefs because there's, you know, I guess you're saying, okay, well, here's the type of kids that we have around here, and these junior chefs want to get, boy, they want to get their hands in the recipes. They want to be involved in, boy, I'll tell you, that's a lot of fun when you got your kids involved in the kitchen, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, I guess we can, you know, my main employer, Food Network, we can thank for that, for creating this culture of all these budding young chefs and, you know, potential top chef chopping, you know, stars. You know, everyone wants to cook on TV, and that's great. That's great for the food culture in the country and in the world. But also remember, you know, you gotta be patient too. It's gonna get messy.
Right.
You obviously gotta teach safety in the kitchen, and you just can't hand them an 8-inch chef's knife right out of the door and be like, go to town, kid, you know. Help turn these artichokes for me. But that's not going to happen at this age. But, you know, again, you give them a little more credit. Let them season. Let them experience with new flavors. And it's only good, man. I mean, even hopefully in, you know, 40 years when I'm, you know, old and gray, someone's cooking for me, and hopefully it'll be my son.
Well, exactly. Well, and you got to have a smoothie operator involved too, right?
Every day you start with a smoothie operator. You'll be a smooth operator, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, as you mentioned, sometimes we get in a hurry, and sometimes, admittedly, hey, maybe it's a banana and some cereal, but, boy, nothing like a smoothie with all the recipes that you have, you know, available for us on the side.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, I'm not saying 7 days a week you should really swing for the fences. A couple days a week, I'm saying be realistic, but it's a great way to, you know, experience and introduce your kids to new flavors, like, instead of using, you know, the standard orange juice or whatever, introduce them to like a kiwi strawberry juice.
Right, I like that.
They've never had the flavor of kiwi before, but they're like, this is so delicious. It's fruity, it's wonderful. Or a white grape juice, something different than your standard purple grape juice or whatever. You know, I mean, start at the base and then build up from there.
Let's talk about some of the favorite things you like to cook with your son, Jeff.
Oh, man, we are, there's a couple things. He's an expert egg cracker at this point.
Uh-huh.
So we crack eggs. Yeah. And listen, he's my 80% at this point, at 9 years old, mm-hmm. about an 80% success rate.
So
just be there. You might lose an egg or two, but for me, that's a really great way to start kids, especially from a tactile, you know, point. That, you know, an egg could be slimy, it could be this, but, you know, they successfully crack an egg into a bowl. It's magical. They're like, oh, and then you let them whisk it. And then you take the fork and let them beat it before you make it, you know, your scrambled eggs. And then to let them graduate to the, like, he loves making scrambled eggs, getting to season it, crack the pepper in there. I mean, put the butter, watch it sizzle. I mean, it's the simplest two-ingredient food in the world, but it's great for them, great source of protein. And they get to create, and they get to play with heat.
Yeah, and talk about bonding in the kitchen. I mean, who would have thought, Jeff, huh?
Hey, man, you know, it's just like longer, you know, listen, I don't know how many millennial parents are, you know, fixing the car, you know, changing the carburetor out in the front, driving right. with their dad. You know what I mean? So I think, you know, that hands-on, you know, lessons can be applied in the kitchen, which every house has, you know, whether or not you're a trained chef like myself or just, you know, an aficionado who can read recipes online. You know, you don't need to be, you know, a master chef in order to do any of these with your kids. You just, you know, get a, you know, go on a YouTube video, go to the juicyjuice.com/flavorfulfun site. Make these recipes. They're super simple. And start, you know, like I start at the base and build up from there.
Well, he's Emmy nominated celebrity chef, Chef Jeff Morrow, telling us how we can have fun in the kitchen with our kids. I mean, the millennials are showing us how, you know, Jeff, as you said, you can be thankful, you know, for your network who has really been at the forefront of developing this whole celebrity chef genre. I mean, when we were growing up, it, you know, we had a couple of chefs, but not like today. So with all these new ideas and showmen like yourself as celebrity chefs, is really bringing a lot of fun and making you know, a lot of possibilities for our kids.
It is. It is. It's such a great world we live in from a food standpoint. It's only getting better. And, you know, and my philosophy is, you know, starting young in the world will, you know, be a healthier place at the end of the day.
Well, without a doubt. Well, make sure you go to the website. There's fun activities, games for families. You got a chance to win daily prizes. This happens throughout the month of February on through April. And we'll have a good time there. And Chef Jeff, again, remind everybody of the website.
JuicyJuice.com/flavorfulfun. And follow me on social media at Jeff Morrow, all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And check out my show, The Kitchen, 10 a.m. every Saturday on Food Network.
There he is, Emmy nominated celebrity chef Jeff Morrow on Bill Martinez Live. Jeff, good cooking to you, okay?
Good talking with you, Bill.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief, but the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort, because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more, and stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, sometimes it does take courage to say Bill Martinez live. I understand. I mean, you know, this is what goes on. Now, let's bring Andrea Kay here on AK. You know, when you confront the truth, people get a little cranky. You know, they like their world of lies and deception, right? And then you kind of disturb their force. It's not real good. It doesn't make them happy.
Well, exactly. It's like one of the greatest lines in TV and movie history. You can't handle the truth.
Right. Colonel Jessup. We love Colonel. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Deep down in places you don't talk about in parties, you want me on that wall. No, people can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
And then when there's no escaping the truth, then they want to justify it. And that's kind of where we're at. It's really disturbing to me that right now in this country, as more evidence and proof comes out of a scandal far greater than Watergate, that, you know, people are justifying that we have a huge percentage of our country, Bill, that's okay with this kind of abuse of power as long as it's against somebody they don't like.
Exactly.
Or somebody who has a different political view. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happened. That's what led Nelson Mandela to be in jail for prison for how many years?
Well, they talk about third world countries and banana republics and, oh, no, don't look now. We are one, you know, with this kind of insanity going on. In fact, poor Scott, back in, at Mission Control in the, control chair, you just bowled him over. I mean, you know, he just can't believe what you just said right now.
You can't believe that I quoted Colonel Jessup, or you can't believe that I talked about Nelson Mandela and that's where we're going as a country.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just, we've got this little nice little world that we want to live in and we think that we're in. But, you know, the evidence just keeps hitting us right square between the eyes to say, look, it's beyond looking like a duck and talking like a duck. I mean, you know, this is absolutely insane. No, what's shocking, Scott, is the fact that, you mentioned, the previous regime, the Obama administration that said they were scandal free. You know, when that came up, Scott came off, I think, off the top of his head with at least a couple of dozen scandals. So, the delusion continues with the people on the left and the mainstream media. It's like, look at the facts. I'm sorry, as stubborn as they are just right in your face. So you just cannot deny them unless you just want to be stupid.
Well, and the and that makes me wonder about Jeff Sessions. I mean, you're right. It quacks. If it quacks like a duck and walks like a duck, is it going to take a duck to hit him in the forehead and make him actually do something and unrecuse himself? I mean, this is absolutely insane. I mean, I'm with President Trump. You know, Obama had Eric Holder, who did have his back to the point where Eric Holder was held in contempt of court and never faced any accountability for that. The scandals for Obama go way back to his initial days in office. Let's talk about Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. In which they armed gangs south of the border and left a Border Patrol agent dead, which was all a scheme to push gun control. You know, right. The IRS was weaponized against American citizens early on in the Obama administration, and Lois Lerner is off somewhere, you know, on an island collecting her pension. And, no accountability
at the people's expense. And not to mention, you know, when you talk about the weaponization of the IRS and what Lois Lerner near single-handedly did, with a wink from the president, was they affected 6 voting cycles. Think about it. And even to this day, the repercussions are there. We talked with Jenny Beth Martin, founder of Tea Party Patriots. And, of course, their group was targeted, one of the groups. Anything that had Tea Party and anything had conservative, these were targeted. They were not going to get any tax exemption consideration. Why? Because they wanted to take them off the field of battle in order to fight the good fight on behalf of people with conservative convictions. And they were very successful in doing it. But the thing is, 6 cycles of voting cycles, and then they have the audacity to say, oh, we want to make sure every vote counts. No, you want to make sure every one of your votes count, not every vote, because you're not about every man. You're only about your man and woman at that particular point in time. And the thing is about the Democratic Party is you can one day be their man and woman, but the very next day not be.
Well, right. I mean, you know, bigger picture, you know, more than that, you know, they have literally, while they are trying to criminalize President Trump for nothing more than winning an election, they try to interfere and affect the outcome of a general election for the president of the United States. What was going on with the IRS was about interfering with elections and controlling the outcome of
elections.
Exactly. There's the open border and bringing in illegals and fighting voter ID laws, knowing that they're out there getting false identification and voting at times, all meant to affect elections. Everything they're doing is all meant to interfere with the elections and overturn the will of the American people. But that's the allegation against Trump. Everything that they've accused Trump of, they've done.
Well, yeah, because they know it so well. And, you know, right. And you mentioned Eric Holder. Eric Holder looks straight in the camera and says, there's never been any voter fraud. You know, that's just Republicans' conspiracy going on. And I go, what do you mean there's no voter fraud? Why are people getting arrested and convicted and they're spending time in jail for voter fraud if there's no voter fraud? And go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and Hillary Clinton stood before the American people in a debate and mocked President Trump for saying, I'm not necessarily going to agree to the outcome of the election at this point in October. And she said, anybody who doubts the outcome of this election is the greatest threat to our democracy. And that was while her campaign was paying a foreign agent to craft lies in order to spy on her opponent.
Right. And
to interfere with the election.
And using the Justice Department to go to a FISA court judge. And, of course, we're not hearing anything from the FISA court. I'm thinking, boy, it's one thing to say too much, but it's also another thing not to say anything. So it leads you to believe or possibly consider that even the FISA court judges have been so influenced with their worldview and so anti-Trump that they didn't even stop to consider what they were doing in terms of spying on an American citizen and being in violation of the FISA court law.
Well, I don't know, because I think you might be giving this judge, this one FISA court judge, a little too much credit.
Possibly.
He was appointed late in 2016, right before they wanted this FISA warrant. And he's also the same judge that was appointed to preside over Michael Flynn. And he suddenly, after the memo came out, reportedly recused himself. So I think this judge has dirty hands.
Well,
I'm old enough to remember when the left was hysterical, along with a lot of conservatives, when President Bush came up with this Patriot Act and this secret FISA court. Mm-hmm. And they are required, when they go to this FISA court, because it's secret, because of the power that the outcome is spying on Americans, they're supposed to reveal anything favorable to the target. And they specifically withheld the fact that their evidence came from their target's opposition.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, let's go back. You got James Comey. He is filthy dirty. Rod Rosenstein. You've got McCabe. He feels the heat and finds the exit door really quick. You've got Orr over there at the FBI. And then, of course, you know, Lisa Page and Peter Stork. And you know, this thing, and now this FISA court judge who has recused himself very conveniently. You know, Andrea, this is scary stuff. I mean, this is our country. We've got, I mean, you know, when Trump talks about the deep state, I think it's worse than that. It's worse than what we could imagine. In much the same way, when after his first week in office, he came out of his office and a reporter says, "Hey, Mr. President, how is it going?" And he had this look of, you know, doom and just heaviness on his face. Like, and he goes, "This is really messed up." I mean, this is a guy who understands business, who understands operational function, and there is nothing but dysfunction in our government and lies and all the manipulation that's been going on. And it would seem, Andrea, and I know a lot is falling at the foot of Obama, President Obama, but boy, it seems like it really went on steroids during this administration. The progressives really hijacked our government and ran away with it. And here we are. We got a president in his first year of office, you know, getting America winning again. And at the same time, he's got one hand moving his forward. The other hand, he's cleaning up the mess left behind by the previous regime.
Yes, but I also have to say that, you know, I'm an equal opportunity criticizer. People know that in spite of me being a conservative. And the left was not able to do that without the help of the Republicans. And when I go on other media, when I'm interviewed by the left, one of the things that they say to me is, well, the Republicans are in control here. And you know what? That's a really valid point. Tell me how Dirty Rosenstein, who signed one of the FISA warrants, on the basis of lies, knowing that it came from Hillary Clinton, how he is still right now the sitting deputy attorney general.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're exactly right. And, you know, things need to move, and there's a lot of pressure and focus on one Jeff Sessions. And, you know, he's got to put the big boy pants on and go make some things happen if we're going to clean up this, you know, this deep state that's running around here. But I think what they're finding out, Andrea, is that it has metastasized. And it is much more massive. What we're seeing is the tip of the iceberg. What's underneath the water here is very deep and ugly.
Yeah, and one of the things I'm tired of hearing is that, well, this is just the people, the few at the top. No, I don't want to hear that anymore. We don't have any idea how deep it really goes. So the Republicans and conservatives need to stop. You know, the Democrats. To aren't defending the crimes that were committed. If you pay attention, what they're doing is they're diverting and deflecting and defending the agency itself. This is an attack on the FBI. Right. And then Republicans feel compelled to go, well, we're not really attacking the entire agency. Well, you know what I am? Because I have no idea how deep it goes. It could be every rank and file down to the person working in the copy room. I don't know. Why am I supposed to give the benefit of the doubt to an agency? Because you know what? None of them were victims. Other legal spying.
Exactly. Well, point well taken. You know, when is it their responsibility? I mean, and this is the thing. If it's at the top, then the bottom needs to push the top up and out and expose them for what they are as best they can. Because their institution, the very institution that they go out and put their life on the line for, has been compromised because of these knuckleheads at the top, and they need to do something about it. AK, thank you as always. Appreciate the cooler talk on Bill Martinez Live.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.